Refuting Tim Keller and the Bad Theology of Eisegetical Social Justice by Garrett Mullett, published September 25th, 2020. In March of 2012, Tim Keller, founding pastor of Redeemer Presbyterian Church in New York City, chairman and co-founder of Redeemer City to City, and co-founder of the Gospel Coalition, preached a message titled Racism and Corporate Evil, A White Guy's Perspective. A cousin of mine shared a video of that message in August of 2017, so just a little over 3 years ago is when I picked it up. At the time, I responded with the following comment. Quote, based on what Keller is claiming regarding corporate and communal guilt, is any other American or global community besides white people corporately guilty? By his reasoning, should minority communities marked by high rates of crime, especially violent crime, be racially profiled and their actions and statements discounted accordingly? Of course, the immediate answer from anyone who likes this Keller message will be, absolutely not. But that is the logical conclusion of what he is saying if he is correct. What Keller is saying cannot only apply to white people, or else the sermon itself is guilty of the selfsame racism it claims to decry, end quote. As so often happens on social media, particularly with persons who disagree, my objection fell on deaf ears. My extended family, for whom the Tim Keller message was particularly desirable, did not want to hear about the logical inconsistencies of what Keller was proposing, nor did they want to discuss the selective application of these purportedly biblical principles he espoused. In short, I tried at the time to dialogue with my misguided family members to no avail, yet I was told we would have to agree to disagree, and that was that. In the 3 years since my initial introduction to Tim Keller, the Gospel Coalition has become rather prominent. Resources from that organization are shared by people I know on a fairly regular basis. The prominent role Keller has had in that organization as its co-founder has made me wary, however, so I have done some research. My research has led me to conclude that Keller's message on racism and corporate evil in 2012 was not an outlier. He did not just briefly dip his toes in these philosophical and political waters. He did not just then dabble with social justice. Rather, Keller has been consistently weaving his stance on systemic racism and corporate guilt into his theology and teaching for quite some time, and I do not believe he is ignorant of what he is saying or its implications. Take his 2012 book, Generous Justice, for instance. Keller goes as far as saying, anytime he reads justice in the Bible, he writes social in the margin. This he does to remind himself that biblical justice is social justice. Social justice is biblical justice. And Keller is on a mission from God, like the Blues Brothers, to champion both together, or else neither at all. Briefly, however, what Keller is doing here is not exegesis. It is eisegesis. Tim Keller is literally writing a meaning into God's word which his authors obviously did not intend. And thus armed with this new synthetic truth, Keller sallies forth to do battle with all our prejudices and corporate guilt. A few weeks ago, I was reminded of Tim Keller by a friend. A positive reference was made to Keller's New City Catechism. My dear friend wants to use said resource to teach youth group. Hearing this, I groaned out loud before I could stop myself. Oh, Tim Keller, I said in passing. I did not want to say any more with others present. I did not want to say any more with others present and risk embarrassing my friend or putting him in an awkward spot, so I texted him privately later in the evening and explained my concerns about Keller. But then I looked up Keller's racism and corporate evil message from 2012 again, and I reread the exchange with my family from 2017, and I decided to share to Facebook a warning about Keller once again. Here is part of what I wrote. Quote, Tim Keller's positions on social justice and critical race theory are deeply problematic, to put it mildly, and they pervert his theology and both his reading and teaching of the Bible, end quote. After sharing this, a friend of mine who is a project coordinator for Baptist Global Response commented. He wanted to know if I was refuting any specific points from Tim Keller's 2012 message. I offered to. He accepted. I said I would. Now here we are. The 2012 Tim Keller message, Racism and Corporate Evil, A White Guy's Perspective, starts with Keller poking fun at his title. Call me humorless, but calling this a white guy's perspective is not so funny. Rather, it seems a naked attempt at pandering to an audience of color. What are we supposed to make of a white guy's perspective? Keller apparently did not think a pastor's perspective would be persuasive enough. He is just some old white guy to us. And as Keller's message develops, it quickly becomes clear that if this white guy's perspective were that sin, repentance, grace, and salvation are individual matters first and foremost, we should dismiss him as only saying so because he is an ignorant white American trying to minimize his white guilt. Keller says the following, quote, Western people in general, and white Americans in particular, have little or no concept of corporate evil, or they are actively set against the idea. I think it is particularly important for me as a white man to say, look, that's wrong, end quote. Keller then goes on to outline the message that will follow as covering three main points. One, corporate moral responsibility, corporate guilt. Two, systemic evil. Three, how the gospel addresses those things. What Keller means by corporate moral responsibility is not so much responsibility for good deeds. He does give a passing nod to that, but he is talking here especially about responsibility for bad deeds. By systemic evil, Keller associates black women paying more for cars than white men, on the one hand, with police allegedly forcing a young woman out of Bible study and into prostitution, and also the Holocaust. And briefly, how Keller believes the gospel addresses this is that we may not be Christians if we disagree with him.